Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. It is Friday morning, 6:05, and your first chance to grab a family four-pack down to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. That's happening at 8:40, a little bit later on this morning. Make sure you're listening. It's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer. Wow! Friday the 13th.
Watch yourselves, people. Hold on for a second. Watch yourselves out there. Yeah, there you go.
I remember we used to work with somebody down in sales that she was so superstitious.
Really?
She would avoid, you know, we had tiles in the old building. We had big square tiles throughout the building. And she would purposely avoid all the cracks and almost walk on her tippy toes, even in high heels.
That's a lot of work. I always think of the Friday the 13th as a lucky day.
Do you?
I don't know. Yeah, I do. I'm not bad. It's odd to me, though, if you're a conspiracy theorist, that it's always on a Friday, always on the 13th.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Coincidence?
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, because they say 5% of all people won't even leave their house today.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. People are so freaked out. Like you said, they get very freaked out.
No kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, I know. Number one with superstition, too, is just that stepping on a crack thing.
And breaking your mother's back.
Yeah, and then breaking a mirror, that, too, you know. But none of that, I don't know. I'll walk under a ladder. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Black cat.
Yeah, black cats are like the sweetest cats. So I don't know. I don't get this whole thing.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, that's it.
Just be careful out
there. I don't get the whole thing, but yeah. But they say way less car accidents today because people don't go out. They're very cautious.
Yeah.
So, and also, God forbid you had to fly today. Cheap, really cheap to fly because people don't want to fly on Friday the 13th. So,
because you would think it would be the safest day to fly because they're that much more cautious.
Right. You would. I know. I hope the pilots are too. Like, watch out. Burn.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, just be careful today and every day. How about that? All right. Partly to mostly cloudy, a little humid today. Slight chance for a shower, thunderstorm. Hopefully by Sunday, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
They say today the high 99, 104 by Sunday. It's 80 now in your first take of some entertainment news from Carla.
The Emmy nominations are out. You might be surprised at one in particular that received 6 noms.
We'll get to that plus some other stories after ABBA.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Twitter started purging all of those fake accounts that are out there. They're just getting rid of a lot of those fake, they call them bots. And so a lot of celebrities saw their follower counts drop. Katy Perry is the most followed person on Twitter, despite losing 1.5 million. She's got like 80 million Twitter followers.
Wow.
So, yeah. Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga, they lost about that many as well.
Uh-huh.
President Trump lost about 300,000. So it's just, they're just trying to get rid of those fake accounts that they cause problems. They slow things down. It's just, there were the fake news thing, stuff like that. So they want to get rid of that.
Okay, they're called bots?
They're bots.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm taking notes because next time we play the generation game.
Exactly, Twitter bots.
I want to know that Twitter box,
Twitter bots.
Twitter bots.
Bots. Twitter bot.
Okay.
Sound like I'm speaking right. Twitter bot.
Got that.
Paul Simon releasing a new album called In the Blue Light. That is coming out September 7th to coincide with the final date of his farewell tour. I did see him last month. God, he was good.
Really?
Man, that was a great show. Oh, it was the best. Matter of fact, my brother is going to see him in D.C., which is one of the dates that he wraps up his tour with. Because I said, you really should. He said, yeah, okay. So we got tickets. Yeah.
Perfect.
Very cool. And the nominees for this year's Emmys are out. Game of Thrones leads the way once again. 22 nominations.
Mm-hmm.
SNL and Westworld also did very well. Anthony Bourdain's show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, nominated for 6 Emmy Awards.
Wow.
It's still airing, and they will continue to show those because he did so many new episodes. Yeah. It was such a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, Netflix received more Emmy nominations than HBO. Netflix is pretty much the number one platform for TV watching now. I was talking to our intern, Alex, yesterday, and she said that's That's what I watch most of my TV on, is on Netflix.
Same with my daughters.
Yeah, yeah. September 17th, the Primetime Emmy Awards will air on NBC. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
96.3 KKLZ Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6:37. John Schaefer here with news that we'll get to in a minute. Muriel's on the phone. Muriel, what's up?
You know, I don't know what you're talking about because I had to shut the radio off a minute. But I'm trying to decide about being superstitious on Friday the 13th. And I'll tell you why. In 2017, I was at a stoplight just minding my own business, waiting for the light to turn green, when a car ran the light coming from the other direction.
Yeah.
And hit another car and then hit me head on and totaled my little car. Literally totaled. I didn't even realize until later that day when the tow truck, I had to sign the tow truck paperwork, that it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I thought, okay, got nothing to do with it, you know. So a couple months later, when the next Friday the 13th rolls around, I'm going out of town and my cab was late to pick me up. On the way to the airport, the cab breaks down.
No!
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? How busy they are. They couldn't get a cab out there in time to pick me up out of that cab and get me to the airport, and I missed my plane.
Oh, no!
And look, and here it is, Friday the 13th. I've flown on Friday the 13th hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So, the third time, there is a third time.
No!
I wake up in the middle of the night, and I have a toothache like I was in tears where I don't even have a tooth.
Muriel, what was it?
I went to the dentist and they said it's like a phantom pain.
Oh, my God.
Like that.
Wow.
So now Friday the 13th is just Friday. Making crap up.
So now, you know, I want you to tell me, should I be superstitious?
Do not leave your house today.
Stay home.
I'm already at the store.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
Muriel, buy a couple of bottles of wine. Maybe get a bottle of rum.
Whatever. I don't know. I just don't want to have superstition defeat me.
I think things are coincidence, but for you, three times, I don't know, or three times a charm. Maybe you're done.
Yeah, maybe you're done. Maybe it's over.
Yeah, maybe it's all over now.
You know, that was like three times within 18 months. And each time, neither time, and none of those times did I actually leave the house realizing it was the 13th.
Muriel, you hang in there. Now listen, though, if something else happens, you got to call us and let us know.
I will.
Muriel, take care and be safe.
Partly cloudy, humid, slight chance of a shower, thunderstorms today. Yeah. I-99, 85 now, and REO Speedwagon. 708-702-739-9636. Talking text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Anytime you want to call, text. We're here. Everybody focused on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Carla, I don't know if you knew, it's National French Fry Day.
Yes, it is.
The average American will eat about 20 to 30 pounds of fries every year. And out of all the fast food place, McDonald's, most popular fries, followed by Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, Wendy's, and Arby's, rounding out the top 10. You know, I got to tell you, I don't think of Arby's when I think fries or fries. I think of Arby's.
Yeah, right. They have a curly fries there that people really like.
Kind of like seasoned or...
Yeah, yeah. I know McDonald's seems to win at all of those across the board. I do like In-N-Out Burger. I like their fries because they're fresh. You see them cutting them right there, too.
See, I was a Jack-in-the-Box fry guy.
Oh, I don't even know if I've ever even had Jack-in-the-Box fries. Yeah, don't think I ever had them. But, no, I don't eat a lot of fries because they're not great for me, but I love them, but I just don't eat a lot of them.
But here's what I find, too, is there are some people, and I have a couple of friends that do this. If you stop at a fast food place, just maybe you're on a road trip or something, and they'll say, hey, let's duck in here, get a burger or something.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, all right, if I get the burger here, can you stop across the street? Because I really like their fries better.
Yeah, no, I can't. Sorry. No, buck up, because we're going to California, and I'm not spending all day in Baker. No,
and I got to get back on the road. My record is on the line.
Yes, exactly.
But there are those people that will go to specific places just to get those fries. I don't know who those people are. And if you're one of them or know somebody, 702-739-9636. But you're right. There's nothing better than a good batch of fries.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people are dippers, too.
Dippers.
Yeah.
Ketchup, number one.
Yeah.
Followed by ranch.
Ew, okay.
And then cheese sauce is third.
All right.
Now, my kids used to get Frosties.
Yeah, a lot of Wendy's people.
Dip them in the Frosty.
Yeah.
21% of people say they love dipping fries into a milkshake, which I don't know if that's the same thing. But
That's your sweet and salty right there. That's what that is. Yeah, that's your sweet and salty.
702-739-9636, your favorite fry on National French Fry Day. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 7:21, celebrating National French Fry Day.
Oh, my God.
Are you those people that you got to get something from one fast food place, and then you go, when it comes to fries, I got to go over here?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Lynn, now she says, in high school, it was a Whopper from Burger King, and then over to McDonald's for the fries, and then a Frosty from Wendy's. So they just basically spent, like, all lunch hour just driving around, and then finally had to get back to school, I guess. Nora, I'm sorry, no, this is not Nora, this is someone. Linda, grandmother had to do the burger from Wendy's, mm-hmm. but then we had to go over to McDonald's to get the fries. A lot of people do that. You're right, though.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I McDonald's fries, though, man, all the way. And you can eat them easily right out of the bag.
And then, of course, after you get them, you have to dip them in something, and that's been a big topic.
Yes, I know.
What are you dipping your fries in?
Yep.
Sally's on the phone. Sally, what about you?
My coworker just put an applesauce
in
her fries.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, mustard and ketchup, okay, but applesauce, I'm sorry.
What? No. Mustard?
Again, it's sweet and salty.
She just went out to the fish place, and she got fries and a side of applesauce, and then she started dipping them in her applesauce. I'm thinking, now that is nasty.
Yeah.
Well, it's the sweet and salty, I'm telling you. People like the sweet with the salty.
Or the hot and cold.
It's the, yeah, it's just like the Frosties.
Right.
You know, that you dip them in, like you say, with your daughter.
I get it.
So, interesting.
Sherry, what about you?
I dip my French fries in ice cream.
Yeah.
I just, when I go to McDonald's, if I have the fries and I have ice cream, it just started, I dipped it in there, and I thought, oh, this tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a French fry and dip it in the top of the cone. Oh, that looks disgusting.
But you
it's good. Try it.
You have to eat both of them fast, though. When you get in a cone, you got to make a beeline out of there, man. Give it to me. Give it to me.
So you go to McDonald's and then a quick stop at Dairy Queen.
Jeez, yeah, and get yourself some ice cream. Now I have a friend who does mayonnaise.
What?
Yeah, dips fries and mayonnaise. Uh-huh.
I had a friend who put mayonnaise with ketchup together.
Oh, okay. Make a little thousand,
some
basically.
Kind of sauce and dip the fries in that.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm like,
that's like a Thousand Island dressing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but okay.
Andrew's on the phone. Andy, what's up?
Do you guys remember that place called the Dive Restaurant at Fashion Show Mall?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Dive fries. They'd sell them in a cone, and they had like 8 different dipping sauces. It was so much fun.
Yeah, didn't like Steven Spielberg own part of it or something?
Yeah. I think it was him and George Lucas.
Yeah, that's right.
See?
Yeah. God, yeah, that's a great idea, though. Put all the sauces in there.
Right.
Why not
there
people
you go.
Do it?
Andrew, thanks a lot for the call.
I want fries.
By the way, talking about Spielberg, Lucas, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Talk about some new movies coming up in minutes. Stevie Wonder, Superstition, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, like we do every Friday at about this time. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. One big movie coming out that features The Rock.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
It wouldn't be the summer without him, right?
I know, and he's huge.
Oh, yeah, and it, worldwide.
Man.
Gigantic. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm a disaster film junkie.
Okay.
The very first film I saw in the theater, the Fox Theater down here on Charleston, which is now gone, was The Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, okay.
And then my dad took me Earthquake over on the Cinerama Dome that was on Paradise.
Right.
And also, I saw Towering Inferno.
Okay, you go.
At the Fox Theater, 1976.
Oh my gosh.
So I have just been a disaster film buff, not only from the original Irwin Allen days. So The Rock started announcing working on a movie called, it's like Die Hard meets Towering Inferno. He is a specialist for security. The world's largest office building is opening in Hong Kong, you know, 150 stories tall plus. And of course, he's there to hire to check out the security, the world's richest man. And he's like, give me the green light. But on the opening night of the building, you have terrorists that come in that have a vendetta against the owner of the building. I don't want to give any spoilers away.
Right.
So, no one's moved into the building yet. I'm not going to tell you why. You know? Just know the building is set on fire. And The Rock has got to figure out how to get into this office building in Hong Kong and save his family. Neve Campbell's his wife and his two kids. And he's got to get in there and he's got to do some of the most ridiculous, outrageous stuff you've ever seen in a movie. But you love it. You're like, that is impossible. You can't jump from a crane into a building 100 stories stories up. What about the wind factor? And there's actually engineers out there who are doing on the net, showing this is so impossible that he can't jump off that thing.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
All right. For those people that do that, yeah. It's a movie.
I know. Remember, Gene Hackman couldn't even hang on to the hot pipe. Remember?
Right. That's right. You know, Mr. Rogo, here's the big kicker, you know, pun intended. He has a prosthetic leg. It's based on a real guy who's who's a real life hero that he's named after, and so he uses that leg to hold open doors.
Oh,
he uses that leg hanging upside down 100 stories into the air.
He uses it
to hit the bad guys in the face. Oh. You know, so he gets a lot of use out of this leg other than walking and running around.
Wow.
You know, so just ignore all that because The Rock. I'm just saying, The Rock sells it. He does. Yeah. The audience is cheering. I was cheering.
That's awesome.
I'm a Rock fan. I love this movie. I love him in this.
It looks good in the promo.
It does.
Just growing along with the audience.
And then on the flip side.
The flip side, kids, you know, we have Hotel Transylvania, Summer Vacation. Adam Sandler's back. Kevin James, Selena Gomez, Annie Samberg. They're taking a cruise for the summer. But, of course, the captain of the ship has a different motive.
No.
You know, so I don't want to give away the big twist of Hotel Transylvania. But everything's not all copacetic on the cruise ship. Okay?
Well, why would it be?
Yeah, why would it be? But this is already tracking. It could even beat The Rock's movie.
Wow. All right. Follow Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
7:40, John Schaefer here with news that we'll get to in a minute. It is Friday the 13th. Now, a week from tonight, Gwen Stefani on stage, Zappos Theater over at Planet Hollywood. Carla's hosting another Girls Night Out.
Yep.
Now,
yay.
If you... Yay, Carla.
It's kind of fun. It is going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. If you've ever heard of these Girls Nights Out, they're just a blast. And I actually, John, I wandered into one time.
Oh, by accident.
Oh. A couple of years ago when they...
That was a rough one.
Almost got kicked out of the restaurant.
Oh. Mike sat at a different end.
Yes.
And just kind of, you know, thought, well, I'll just at least come by.
What could possibly happen?
Right. Now, there was crying and
hugging.
And hugging and drunkenness. And I was afraid we were going to be thrown out of the steakhouse we were at.
At the Riviera.
Yeah.
Which has since been blown up.
Yeah. You got the last word there.
Do you see what happened? Exactly.
Not going to happen this time. It's going to be a lot of fun. So here you go. All you have to do, and this is a text to win. Here's a medley. 3 songs by Gwen Stefani, back to back to back. I'm not playing them backwards, though.
No.
All you have to do is identify each song by title in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then text those 3 titles and your name to 702-739-9636.
Listen.
Here it is. All right.
Cool. Do it one more time.
You want it one more time?
Yeah.
Here it is. All right. By title.
Oh, that's good.
In a row.
That's good.
Identify each song by title, the correct order, with your name, then text it to 702-739-9636. Out of all the correct answers, at random, we'll select a winner for another Girls Night Out with Carla Rae and Gwen Stefani. Good luck. Here we go. We've been having... A lot of people had trouble with that third song.
Yes,
but I want to play the medley over again. Still looking for somebody to fill that chair for your Girls Night Out. Here it is. Those are 3 songs from Gwen Stefani. Now, all you had to do was identify all 3 by title.
Yes.
Text them in along with your name to 702-739-9636. And out of all the winners, we would select one at random, and that would be the winner.
Yeah.
Angela was the only one that got it correct. And Angela, tell us all 3 songs.
That first one was Don't Speak. You want me to sing them for you?
No. Yes, no.
Well.
And then I'm Just a Girl. And you got me feeling hella good.
There you go. Yes. You know it.
The last one was the one that everybody had a problem with.
Yes, that threw a lot of people.
And I was driving, and I'm like, wait a minute. I can't rewind it. Dang it.
Well, you are in. You and your BFF.
No boys allowed.
But you're going to be at Gwen Stefani Friday night, the 20th. Over at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Tickets are courtesy of the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And it's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer. Congratulations.
I am so glad. I can't wait.
The third song, that was the tough one.
It was.
You women are going to have so much fun.
It's going to be a blast.
Over at Planet Hollywood, Gwen Stefani.
I cannot wait.
All right. Part of cloudy, chance of showers off and on today. High of only 99, but they say by Sunday, we wrap up the weekend with sunny skies. Should be nice. 99 the high today. By 85 now. Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, it is indeed Diane Keaton, Rhea Perlman, and Pam Grier. I don't care what anyone says. I'll go see this. They're starring in a movie called Palms. It's about women who started a cheerleading squad in their retirement community.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that cracks me up. But yes, Pam Grier, I was saying she hasn't done, you know, she used to do, right. they called them blaxploitation films, mm-hmm. Pam Grier. So
I would assume this is based on the way they clap palms.
Palms, the pom-poms.
Oh, palms, you said pom-poms.
Palms,
hold
yeah.
on, let me write that down.
Palms, Mike, palms, right, P-O-M-S, so. Is that for your next quip? Palms,
yeah, so
there
I got
you go.
Pot twit, pot, is it pot twit?
No, Twitter bot.
Twitter bot.
Twitter bot.
And then palms.
Palms.
Pom-poms.
Pom-poms.
You'd think
might
with these
put,
turned up as loud
might
as they
want to put Hella in there, too.
Hella good.
Hella.
I'd be able to hear you, but...
So yesterday on Good Morning America, George Stephanopoulos made a major, huge mistake that he took a beating for on Twitter.
I'm here now with Zachary Quinto. You know him as Spock from Star Wars. Now he's
Trek, George.
Star Trek.
Trek.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to get so
error.
Much hate mail
you
on
are.
Twitter. It's going to be so bad. Absolve me right now.
I'm out of this.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with this.
And his head went right into his hands because you don't mess up Star Wars and Star Trek, George. What are you, some sort of maroon? What are you?
That nerd.
You stupid buffoon. Now, I mentioned yesterday that Kylie Jenner made Forbes' list of the richest self-made women, her worth at $900 million. Well, between yesterday and last night, a comedian started a GoFundMe to raise $100 million to help her become a legit billionaire.
Oh.
As of last night, it had raised $88. So, she...
Boy. See, I was thinking about this all day yesterday. And the fact that it's a list of self-made women.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I understand about Oprah Winfrey because
right.
She started, I don't know how many people know, as a weather person.
Right, there wasn't family money there.
No, and she went up through the ranks yeah. of news and had her own local right. talk show and everything, and the rest is
yeah,
history.
I really have an
with
argument.
Kylie Jenner, I don't see her as a self-made
yeah.
woman.
She didn't come from nothing. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah, it's very weird to me. And by the way, she's 20 years old, so, yeah.
Who's third? I would like to know who's third on the list.
I'll have to look up who third is.
Because I would be upset.
Up. Yeah, I
especially
know.
If I'm a self-made woman.
Excuse me. Yeah, especially if it's Taylor Swift. You know what? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out for you. I will find out and I will
Does
let
that
you
make
know.
Sense?
Absolutely it makes sense. She came, they have family money. I mean, that's huge money.
Right.
Lots of money
okay.
in that Kardashian group. So I don't know that you can consider her to be self-made. I mean, come on. You know, like Oprah or not, I love her.
Right.
A lot of people don't, but self-made, yeah. Came
right.
from nothing. So I know, you can argue all you want, but you're wrong. That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
96.3 KKLZ, where you can take the hits of the 80s and more with you right there on your phone, on your smartphone, by downloading the free KKLZ app or... Listen on your Amazon Echo device at home or at work. Details at 96.3kklz.com. 96.3kklz, enjoying the 96 days of summer. That means good times for you and your family in Disneyland.
Yes.
Your chance to win a family four-pack. We'll do that after Def Leppard and Photograph. 96.3kklz. 96.3 KKLZ, where we love to rock the 80s. Def Leppard, Photograph, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:37. We're so juvenile off the air.
We're talking about, you know, baseball. And I have always thought in the big leagues they should allow chatter, you know? They should allow the, hey, batter, 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 batter.
Right.
Sway!
Oh, that was right there. Oh, I got thrown off.
And then you guys started with the infamous chant.
We need a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
I'll be honest, I don't even know why that came up. We weren't even talking about baseball, to be quite exact. But, jeez, stupid stuff. All right, 838, family four-pack down to Disneyland. This is an incredible prize pack.
Yes, it is.
So you get a family four-pack of two-day, one-park, per-day tickets. Disneyland for the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Then you qualify. When you win, you qualify for a chance for a two-night stay at Disneyland Resort. We'll upgrade you to four three-day, one-park per-day tickets.
Okay.
And Speak Out Friday. Here you go. All you have to do is kind of translate what you think Carla is saying. All right, you ready to... What is that? What did you just do?
Those are some mouth exercises that I did.
Wow.
I'll demonstrate.
That was great.
Well, Mike, it's not just radio and comedy.
You're more talented than I...
I know.
...than I thought.
Thank you, partner. I appreciate that.
Wow. I don't know if you saw that, John.
Well, I know somebody's going to have a good weekend somewhere.
You wouldn't expect that, would you?
No.
Well, you know.
even fish were going, I can't even do that. All right, here we go. All you have to do is figure out what Carla's saying. Speak Out Friday. Here it is. All right. That's pretty easy, I think. But although John couldn't get it.
I'm better looking than you.
Okay. Yeah, close. I keep these exercises up, maybe so.
Don't need to be good looking. All right, one more time. Phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather if we can. And then after that, look for caller number 9. Starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving away a family four-pack down to Disneyland, the happiest place on Earth, on a Speak Out Friday. All you have to do is figure out what Carla's saying. Here it is. Robin, can you translate what Carla's saying?
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work we go.
Yeah!
Wow, good job!
You know, being Disney, we thought we'd do a Disney thing.
Of course, of course.
Uh-huh.
Good job, Robin.
My heart's beating so fast.
You have the two-day, one-park per-day tickets to Disneyland from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, you're qualified to be upgraded. A two-night stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. Four three-day, one-park per-day tickets. We announced that the following Monday on the 23rd.
I'm so tickled.
Are you tickled?
I'm doing mouth exercises, okay?
Well, don't say that until you see them.
Yes, exactly.
It's all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I appreciate it so much, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by CSN. It's not too late. Get enrolled at CSN today. Go to csn.edu now. Woman in Nova Scotia, Canada, and her nephew won the $930,000 in a local lottery raffle earlier in the week, but now she says she's going to sue him for his half.
Oh, geez.
Because she only wrote his name on the ticket for good luck. She never promised she'd split the jackpot with him. So,
okay.
Remember the good story from the other day? The woman's just giving away the money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now this one's suing her family member.
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice. Great.
I will sue him.
Beautiful.
Workers at the Golden Corral in North Carolina noticed that their vents weren't working the other day, and it turned out to be a burglar who had gotten stuck inside.
Oh,
fire department had to be called. They rescued him, and then after they got him out, he was handcuffed for felony breaking and entering.
But I can breathe now. Oh, my God. You guys got to do something with those vents up there, man.
Yeah.
Any burglar could get hurt hanging out up there.
Now, luckily, yeah. I'm just checking them for you.
Wow. Well, Ceres is her name. Ceres Hersey, recently diving off the coast of Dorset, England, and she spotted a little light on the ocean floor. It was an iPhone lit up. It was receiving a text message at the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
And it still had 84% of its charge remaining.
But Jody's phone goes to the bottom of the pool.
Know it.
3 feet of water.
This was in a waterproof case.
Oh.
So, yeah, she took the phone, was able to find out who its owner was. It was someone who lived in Canada. And so, yeah, they dropped it in the water 2 days earlier. This is crazy. And I know, and I can't believe Jody had to get a new phone.
Yeah. Wow.
If you're going to bring it to the pool with you, Jody, you might need a waterproof case.
No.
Start, Carla. Truck carrying 15,000 pounds.
That's something you do on a Monday.
Yeah, I know.
And I can work it out through the week. You don't start it on the weekend,
Jody,
when I'm going to be with her 24/7.
I love you, sister wife. That's all me. That's all me. 15,000 pounds of apple pies caught on fire on a truck yesterday.
What?
Yeah, in Rancho Cucamonga, California, firefighters had to come out and put all the pies out, and then they had to remove all the burnt pies. Just wasted, wasted pies. I know it, but I'll tell you, I would have been there with a little fork just plucking through. Hey, this one's fine. This one's perfectly fine. So it's a little burnt. Back off.
A little
off.
Dark. That's okay.
Yeah. Listen, paramedics, back off. I'm fine. This is good.
Eat around it.
Yes, exactly. Does anybody have any ice cream? Because this one's perfectly fine.
But I got fries.
It is Friday. That is your other news.
Philip Bailey, Phil Collins, Easy Lover, 96.3 KKLZ, where we love playing the hits of the 80s and more. As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Stories occasionally. Well, first responders, everybody loves them anyhow. They're very appreciated. And they always go the extra mile.
Seem to.
Yes. Guy near Tampa had a massive heart attack. He was laying sod in his front yard. This was just last weekend. And he was laying sod because he got in trouble. The homeowners said his lawn looked bad, so they fined him. So he had to take care of it pretty quick. Well, he had the heart attack. Of course, the first responders came out. They saved his life. But he kept saying, I got to get this done. We're going to get in trouble. I got to get this done. So just a little while later, here come the trucks, paramedics, fire department. His wife noticed it.
Wow.
And there they were, putting the sod down on his lawn.
So the firefighters.
So he could finish it. Wouldn't get in trouble, wouldn't get fined, and they didn't want him worrying about it because he had just had a heart attack.
Wow.
So, yeah, they finished it up. Seven guys got to work, all done. No worries. Huh. Hopefully he recovers nicely, and no more fines from the HOA.
That's awesome.
It's a great story. I would love to see this.
Yeah.
There are pictures, and I will post this story on our website.
All right. If you have a feel-good story you'd like us to read, by all means, just email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Big Flex Razors this summer. Join the millions of guys who are using Big Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Big Flex. Looking forward to coming back Monday morning, kicking off a brand new work week.
Yeah, I wish I was a listener. Man, we will have more family four packs of Disneyland tickets all week long next week. We'll give those away.
Yeah.
Also, tickets to see the Backstreet Boys. Are you kidding me?
What?
And we'll also give you dinner at one of your favorite places, Mike O'Brien, Fleming's. I know.
I love that
place. I wish I was a listener. I really do.
Well, maybe I'll hook you up or something.
That's so cool. I can't
That's
wait to
all
give that away.
Next week, plus a lot more. Anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up. You do that with a podcast of this very show or some entertainment news, showbiz news, interviews, and more right there on the Mike and Carla page. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Click on Mike and Carla. It's all right there.
And you know what? Tomorrow, if you're out and about, or even if you're not, 10 till noon, I am going to be at a new D.R. Horton development. It's Cordera Ranch, and that is over You know what? It's near St. Rose. It's at 1840 King Lake. Just write that down. It's in Henderson, 10 till noon. I will be there. They'll have the food trucks out there. We'll have a lot of prizes. Nice. All sorts of fun. It's going to be a beautiful day, too.
All right. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Your next chance to score a family four-pack down to Disneyland, 1140. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. And we are back Monday morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today. KKLZ.